From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Fitzgerald reports in the New York Daily News that while the state legislature agreed recently to largely eliminate solitary confinement, a loophole will allow solitary for juveniles at the Hudson Correctional Facility in Columbia County. New rules bar solitary in adult prisons for pregnant women and individuals with disabilities and shorten the maximum duration of solitary confinement for all detainees. The new rules read, and I quote, "Any person who is housed in an adolescent offender facility," end quote, "cannot be," and I quote, "placed in segregated confinement," end quote. But while they can't be segregated, they could still be placed in disciplinary confinement in an, and I quote, "adolescent offender separation unit," end quote. Guards could keep juveniles in the separation unit with as few as, and I quote, 6 hours of out-of-cell programming activities and recreation 5 days per week, excluding holidays, and at least 2 hours of recreation on the remaining days," end quote. In June, the Daily News reported that a federal judge blocked a mentally ill Rockland County teen from being held in solitary after it was reported that the 17-year-old suffered irreparable harm after months of isolation in an 8.5-by-10-foot cell at the Hudson Correctional Facility. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that the construction manager building the new jail for Greene County in Coxsackie says the project is ahead of schedule. So far, extra gravel is about the only cost overrun. Workers began pouring concrete for the piers on September 10th. Bruce Hausler with the Pike Company said, and I quote, "They are working 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week," end quote. Greene County legislators voted for a $39 million bond last September based on an 80-bed jail proposal. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden had been saying this year, as opposition to the jail increased, that it would be a 48-bed facility. After the jail was approved by the legislature, that changed to a 60-bed facility, the current line from Groden. Last October, Greene County Legislator William Lawrence, Republican of Cairo, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said, on average, Greene County residents can expect a 6.73% tax increase next year because of the construction. The tax increases are similar across the county, with Windham residents seeing the lowest increase of 6.48% and Ashland residents receiving the largest increase of 6.91%. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York's Joint Commission on Public Ethics on September 10th denied a request from the New York chapter of Smart Approaches to Marijuana for its donors to remain a secret. The group claims its supporters would be subject to harassment and economic reprisal if identified. SAM New York President Dr. Kevin Sabet said, and I quote, "Jacob's regulations have unfortunately been manipulated to favor corporations and large national advocacy groups who hide their donors through loopholes and state laws," end quote. New York requires social welfare organizations such as SAM New York that lobby to disclose their funding sources unless they can prove there is a, and I quote, "a substantial likelihood," end quote, of harm or reprisals. The group spent more than $84,000 successfully lobbying against marijuana legalization during the latest legislative session. Pro-legalization group Drug Policy Alliance spent more than $89,000 for legalization, but has a blanket disclosure exemption for charitable organizations. Sabet did not say whether the group would appeal the decision. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. The Times-Herald reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced September 9th that the state will require health warning signs in shops that sell vaping devices. The announcement comes after hundreds of cases of lung illnesses believed to be related to the vaping. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This is a frightening public health phenomenon. Common sense says if you don't know what you are smoking, don't smoke it," end quote. U.S. health officials say there have been 450 possible illness cases recently in 33 states, including as many as 5 deaths. In New York, there have been 41 cases of severe pulmonary illness in patients aging 15 to 46 who said they were using a cannabis-containing vape device before they felt sick. Cuomo's store sign will read, and I quote, "Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals and kill you," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Herald Record. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.